Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
This is continuing live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
You see it, everyone. I want to confirm while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation and received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
And has anyone approached you about this case since the last time we spoke? And have you seen any media accounts?
No.
Okay. And thank you very much for the nice note about the birthday and the unbirthday. Happy birthday and unbirthday for this group. And as a present for you, we've got a 2-hour deposition that we're going to play.
We're so sorry.
So we're going to dim the lights. But before we do that, since it's 2 hours, is there anyone need to make any telephone calls? Oh, I am very... Yes. We are doing it on a Friday afternoon. That will take us about 5:15. So does that impact? Does anyone need to make a telephone call?
Okay.
Without any further ado, Mr. Shapiro. Do you want to try them with them on?
Yes.
We'll leave them on, and if you need it dimmed, let us know. And again, feel free to move around and stretch. Okay. Mr. Shapiro.
Without taking arrows from the jury, we're calling Dr. Farhan Malik, ICU doctor, taken on November 12, 2019. Thank you.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes. Please state your name for the record.
Farhan Malik.
And you are a physician in practice employed by Johns Hopkins All Children's Hospital?
Yes.
And as part of your practice, you at one point treated Maya Kowalski.
Correct.
And where did you go to college?
New York Institute of Technology.
Year you graduated?
2005, yeah.
Medical school?
New York College of Osteopathic Medicine.
And where's that located?
It's also located with New York Institute of Technology. They're both in Long Island.
And what year did you graduate your 4 years there?
2009.
It's a 4-year program for osteo as well as MD, right?
Yes.
For the benefit of the jury, can you give them a very brief description of the differences, if any, between an MD and a doctor of osteopathic medicine?
Sure.
Pathy.
The degree is actually called a DO.
Yeah.
It essentially is very similar to MD schooling. You just take additional courses in osteopathic manipulation, which I liken it to chiropractic. And so you have the option of practicing that in when you graduate versus just practicing as a regular doctor.
I was reading, I think, maybe for your medical school website, that osteopaths take a more holistic, all-person approach to the patients than MDs. Is that traditionally what the deal is?
Yeah, the philosophy that I think founded the tradition was kind of treat the patient as a whole, not just the symptoms.
Again, I don't know how accurate this is because I'm just reading off the internet, but osteos tend to be literally more hands-on with a patient. I mean, there's more manipulation and testing, feeling, touching, that kind of thing, and diagnosing.
You take classes in the manipulation aspect of it, and if you choose to practice that once you're done and incorporate that into your practice, if you're in a field where you can, such as internal medicine or general practice, becomes a little different when you become more and more specialized.
The area that you chose to go into was critical care with a focus on cardiac, is that right?
Yes, cardiac intensive care.
All right. And where did you do your residency?
Newark Beth Israel Hospital, so the Children's Hospital of New Jersey.
And what year did you, what years were those?
So that would be 09 to 2012.
And after residency, what did you do?
I did my fellowship in pediatric critical care the University of Texas in Houston.
Right. And what year were you licensed to practice medicine in the state of Florida?
2015.
What month?
I don't recall exactly. I believe it was May.
So at the time you saw Maya Kowalski and her October 7th admission, you had been a licensed physician in Florida for 15 months? Let's see, May, June, July, August, September. So about 16, 17 months?
Yes, I believe, approximately.
You were a fairly young doctor, relatively speaking, experience-wise.
Yes.
Were you licensed in any other states?
New Jersey.
And what year were you licensed in New Jersey?
That would be at the start of my, or the conclusion of my residency, so that would be 2012.
So after your fellowship at UT Houston, where did you go?
Johns Hopkins Old Children's.
And what was your position?
Pediatric critical care physician.
And what does a pediatric critical care physician do?
All things involving intensive care. So if a child gets admitted to the ICU for any number of reasons, trauma, sepsis, after surgeries.
As part of your residency and fellowship, did you take any additional courses or areas of study in pediatric psychiatry or psychology?
No, the only additional training that I received in that would have come in the form of my continuing medical education.
And do you have a list or any determination of way for us to determine what those courses might be?
Yeah, I have a list of all my CMEs.
Okay. Let me, I think I got it here. Let me show you Exhibit 1, Doctor, and let me know if that's as of, say, October of 2016, accurate.
Yep.
And that's just going to be one, and then we'll mark this one as two.
Well, would I be accurate in saying that according to Exhibit 1, there was no specific continuing medical educational course devoted to pediatric psychiatry or psychology?
Correct.
So, do you remember any of them specific to any of the disorders, claimed illnesses with Maya? Did any of these quizzes involve questions about complex regional pain syndrome or RSD?
No, not that I recall, but I've relied on my medical training to when I got presented with her as a patient.
And how many of them involved identifying medical child abuse, if you recall?
Throughout my career?
No, just that first 15 months there, after you were licensed in Florida and before October of 2016. Basically before you saw Maya for this.
None.
Would it be fair to state then that as of October of 2016, you were not an expert in complex regional pain syndrome slash also known as RSD?
Yes, that's very fair.
Would it be fair to say that as of October of 2016, you were not an expert in medical child abuse?
Yes.
You were not an expert in factitious disorder by proxy?
Yes.
You were not an expert in a conversion disorder?
You're listing a lot of psychiatric disorders that, no, I am not an expert in because I'm not a pediatric psychiatrist. So.
Okay. And then Munchausen by proxy, same answer?
Yes.
Not an expert in that either. All right. When was the first time you met Dr. Sally Smith, if you recall?
I don't believe I've actually ever met her.
Have you ever spoken with her on the phone?
I can't recall exactly, but I might have spoken with her regarding this case.
Did you know of her, even if you didn't speak to
yes.
her or see her?
Yes.
And what did you know of her as of, say, you know, the period before
sure.
October?
That she was our go-to person to speak to if you had concerns of child abuse.
So, did you have any specific instruction from All Children's Hospital, your employer, about when to make a call to child protection as opposed to not making a call?
No. As a pediatrician, if you're suspecting child abuse, then it's your obligation to make a call, and Johns Hopkins just reaffirmed that you should follow protocol as a normal pediatrician. So she was our contact person, and I was informed that if there was ever a case that I was involved in where I suspected child abuse, that she should be contacted.
Did they tell you, anyone at ACH, that you should call her first or call the abuse hotline first?
No. I believe that I was under the impression that I should call her first.
Okay. And would that have been through other doctors or management or...
There was a contact number, I think, on our list of phone numbers for all our specialists. I think that was her cell phone.
On any of Maya's prior admissions or visits to the ER at ACH, had you ever run into either her or her family?
No.
So the first time you ever met any of them would have been on that October 7th visit?
Correct.
Did you actually make the call yourself to the child abuse team hotline, or did somebody else do it?
I don't believe I did, no.
Okay. But it was done at your direction? First phone call to DCF.
I would have to review the records.
Okay. That's a fair answer. Okay. And do you know, Dr., and I'm going to, it's Tepes Sanchez, but I think everybody just calls her Dr. Tepes. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Did you know Dr. Tepes before this admission?
Yes, we're colleagues.
And how long had you worked together?
A couple of months.
What was her specialty, or is her specialty?
Same as mine, pediatric critical care.
Even though it's not really written down from what you can recall, can you just describe to me what, when you think about it, what the protocol is? If you have a suspicion, what are you supposed to do?
I think I described it before. Essentially, you're contacting Dr. Sally Smith, the child abuse specialist, in conjunction with...
Can you turn for a moment, please?
Yeah. Members of the jury, I'm going to ask that you step back into the room. I'm going to see if we try to shorten the video. I don't know. I can't promise. Please don't hold me to that. But do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information.
Everybody.
And you're going to check those designations?
Yes.
Jury's in our presence. Okay, please be seated. Members of the jury, I want to confirm, while you're away, you did not discuss this case amongst yourselves. You did no investigation and received no information. Is that all correct?
Correct.
Okay. We're still going to be playing this doctor's deposition, but it's going to take a while to make the cuts to make it reduced in time. So instead of doing it now and making you wait here, in honor of the unbirthdays, you get to go home now. So, yes, but you probably want to leave soon before I change my mind. So, as a reminder, I know we're just kind of having a moment of levity there. See, you got it. Do not discuss this case amongst yourselves. Do not do any investigation and receive no information. And on Monday, just normal time. Yes. So have I want you here so we can start at 9 a.m. on Monday. Now, next week, there is no day off next week. So it's a five-day week for you, okay? Yes. Have a great weekend. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, please be seated. I have to redo the math. Thank you.
the plaintiffs consumed, because I'm not going to charge anybody for those last few minutes with Dr. Malik. 1 hour, 15 minutes. So plaintiffs, you're now at 49 hours, 30 minutes. Plaintiffs, you used an hour, defendants, you used an hour and 45 minutes. And you're at 23 hours, 50 minutes.
5-0.
Yes, 23:50. They're 10 minutes away from a full day. Okay. Now, obviously I said we were going to stay here until 6 to do exhibits, so do you all want to take a couple minute break before we jump into exhibits? But
that's 5 minutes to organize our thoughts on which exhibits we'd like to go first. That's all right, Ron?
That's fine, but I want to try to get rulings on as many of these exhibits as possible.
It doesn't matter. We can just start with where we're at and go through.
Well, I don't want to have, like, lots of late nights if we can help from it.
No, agreed. And do you mind if I just sit while we do?
Oh, that's fine. Do you want a couple minutes to?
I think we 5 minutes, Judge.
Okay.
Great.
So we'll be back in 5 minutes to start addressing exhibits.
All right.
Just in follow-up from Dr. Malik, I don't recall making those, but if I did, maybe I need to redo those. But
no, Judge, I think quick checking, it was our error and failure to object. So.
Well,
we will
separate and independent of this. Given how I've been ruling and given your time constraints, perhaps you might want to relook at Dr. Malik and see if there's things that you wish to pull back save time.
We will. I suspect, I don't know this for sure, but those might have been done before the 2022 attempt at trial. We'll look at the meeting.
Okay, so. Because I was like, I don't remember those.
No, well, Judge, it wasn't you.
In any event, are we ready to move
yes.
on to exhibits?
Yes, sir. We'd like to go to, I think we've done the first and second page up to 3090, so we're just going to go in order. So 3090 is
Well, there
were
still a couple on page one.
I'm sorry?
There looks like there still were a couple on page one.
Oh, I think...
I think we addressed all of them. Some of them they withdrew.
No, we didn't.
Or not for later discussion.
It's honor, what's honor?
That's one for Brandon Alexander.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we need Dr. Alexander's testimony before we deal with 3023, Judge.
And then 3030, was that the sheet of paper that had no writing on it?
Yes, Your
Yes.
Honor.
What's next?
I think we're up to 3090. I don't know what they have an objection. Do you want to see the video, Judge?
It's a horseback riding on January 16th of 2017. So
correct.
How long is it?
Got it pulled up here right now. It's 20 seconds, 25, 26.
26 seconds or minutes?
Seconds.
Go ahead and play it.
I wouldn't do that to you on a Friday, Judge.
Is this in like slow motion?
It does appear to be that way.
That's how it was produced. We'll take the hearsay groaning out.
Now he's got his ears for.
So perhaps someone filmed it in slow motion?
Perhaps is how it got to us, Judge.
Ms. Lawrence, are you making this argument?
No, thank you.
we have no objection.
Okay. Court will receive 3090.
3094 is another video.
No objection.
Court receives 3094.
3095, another video. Another puppy video. Is it cute pup?
You know what Kyle does? He just lays down and then she comes and jumps on him.
Objection would be it's 2 days from the previous video. It's starting to get cumulative.
Judge, I think it shows much more movement.
It does. I'll receive 3095. What's next? 3096. Let me see 3097 as well. Mr. Whitney.
No objection.
3097's in. And did we do 3120?
We'll withdraw that, Judge. That was like 9 seconds. Okay.
And then we did a whole bunch of 3121s.
We did, Judge. We're done with 3121.
Okay, I believe the 3120 was withdrawn as well as 3096.
Yes, sir. 3124 has already been admitted. 3135-2 has been admitted.
3135-2.
Yes, sorry, -2 has been admitted. So we have 3137.
Can you
withdraw this, Judge?
Okay, so 3137 is withdrawn?
Yes. 3138 has 9 photos.
And are we going to see all 9 of them?
Yes.
Relevance 403. This is, these are drawn from the People magazine article, and here clearly the release of the film Take Care of Maya. So, unless we're going to explore the context and the reason for these photographs, we think it's irrelevant, prejudicial.
Do I need a respondent?
Yes.
Judge, these are photographs taken in 2023, so they're obviously relevant. They're also, given the description by the plaintiffs as to what Maya does and doesn't do, I think it's relevant that she was in New York at the red carpet. The jury all knows about the Take Care of Maya video. We all asked them about it for days, so it's not going to open a door to anything. We all asked him about it, so it's not like we're trying to keep out the fact that that it is.
Well,
they also had one showing or exercising.
Can I see the series again?
And these are 2023 photos.
Not
Judge, if we want to pare them down, we can
do
that.
Well, we're going to pare them down, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Through the ones we want.
Okay. Yeah.
So, anything else, Mr. Whitney?
I'm curious to see which ones they want to whittle them down to, and then I might have further objections.
Well, this is not yet a ruling, but I think they're going to have to choose three photos, one or two, four or five, or seven, or nine, I think. So why don't you look at those?
One or two.
Okay. You're going to get three photos.
Okay. We'll take two.
So you're going to, okay, and then four and five.
We're only at three photos?
Well, one was Maya individually. This is with family. They're both are laughing and smiling, so.
We'll take number five.
And then the other one is the person I'm assuming is the boyfriend, seven or nine.
Well, there was one of her on the exercise machine, Judge.
Okay. That looks staged.
Okay. All right, we'll take nine.
We object to nine. The Tribeca backdrop. If they need a photograph of her in a relationship, that has maybe become relevant. Seven would suffice.
No.
Nine is going to introduce all sorts of issues. Although they're aware of the existence of the film, we're going to want to explore what arrangements were made for her in New York City, how come this was a comfortable experience rather than what she testified to, being out and about and seeing Kathy Beattie or people that look like her. We'll also, if these photos are coming in, want to be able to explore that all of them that are going to be admitted were staged by People Magazine, and they're not truly candid shots. It's a People Magazine photographer.
Judge, this is a valid photo, number nine, that they already talked about the fact they went up there for the Tribeca Film Festival. That came out in, I think it was Mr. Kowalski's testimony. It's not opening any door. The jury knows about it, and it is a different view than has been presented with regard to Maya Kowalski's life that she has presented in front of this jury, where she's afraid to go out of the house. She's afraid to do anything. This is a different view, and the defense has the right to put this perspective in front of the jury. So between seven and nine, we would choose nine.
Well, like I said, you know, it wasn't a ruling. To me, the Tribeca Film Festival it's a collateral issue to this lawsuit. And I get what you're saying about she's out and about, but the context is a little bit different. It would seem that seven would also suffice to help tell that story. And I think I would allow you to do seven, but I've got concerns about going down the road of pictures of the Tribeca Film Festival.
Okay. Judge,
just like I didn't want, they wanted to put in the movie, and I said no.
Well, Judge, putting in the movie is a whole different kettle of fish. Right. You're talking about incredible.
You don't think I'm getting that request if we start talking about putting in nine?
Judge, that's a completely different analysis. Man. This is one photo. They already know they went. If we can block out Tribeca Film Festival if you want. But it's a completely different view of Maya Kowalski's life that they have failed to present to this jury that the defense believes they have the right to do.
I will receive in 3138 number 2, 5, and 7, and it will exclude the others.
Can we see 8 again, Ron?
You can put up 8.
She can say it's stage judge, but I think we should be allowed to put in 8.
2, 5, and 7. What's next?
All right. 3139. This is an email from Dr. Lassenaar to Beata.
September 9th, 2015. Okay.
Yes, September 9th,
2015. Something's wrong with his email. It doesn't have a recipient.
I'm sorry? I think
it says from Beata. It says from Dr. John Wassenaar. Right.
But the from at top says from Beata Kowalski. It doesn't have a to. So it's not, I don't know what this is, but it doesn't seem to be a valid email. I've never seen an email about a to address.
Yeah, Judge, we'll withdraw it. 3140, it's 4 pages.
Can you put the first 2 pages up for me, please?
It's from, it's October 30th, 2015, email from Beata Kowalski to Dr. Kirkpatrick.
Well, I guess because it's going backwards. Let me see 3 and 4 first, because so I can read it in.
I think you're right.
Can I see pages 1 and 2, please? The timing seems a little different. Maybe they didn't respond to like the last email. On page 3, it was at 5:50, so I suspect what probably happened is she took an older email and then responded.
Right.
Because on page 3, if you put page 3 up, there's a later email saying, surprise, surprise, there is no response from Will C's office. I'm done.
At 5:40 p.m.
Yeah, that must have been what had happened. What is the plaintiff's position?
Yeah, our position is it's hearsay without exception.
Seems like she's trying to get medical care and treatment.
Perhaps some statements from Beata Kowalski could be for purposes of medical treatment, but certainly not all of them. She's relaying what a nurse practitioner with Dr. Willsey's office allegedly told her. That's hearsay without exception. Dr. Kirkpatrick's communications are hearsay without exception. The exception for medical treatment is as to statements made by the patient, not emails between doctor and patient.
Well, Judge, also goes to state of mind. You've got her saying, I think I'm going to have a stroke soon. I can't stand it how medical treatment is being handled in Florida. It's just beyond the state of mind.
Is the true objection here the statement, his NP told me that Willsey is uncomfortable ordering IV fluid? Is that what we're talking about?
That's one of them, Your Honor.
What else?
Within Biotikowski's first email there.
Can you give a date?
I'm at the top of page one. I mean, a lot of this is, if it's statements for purposes of medical treatment, it would be made directly to the physician. So this is Yada Kowalski venting about the treatment that she is getting by the staff at the office. Those are not statements for the purpose of medical treatment. So give me the go-around, who she spoke with, that she's uncomfortable ordering IV fluid. All of these are Yada Kowalski venting. They're not statements to a physician or a nurse for purposes of medical treatment. I'll grant that the statement about Maya's condition could be a statement of present condition.
It's also a statement of the Biotikowski's state of mind at this time, dealing with what she's going through with Maya.
I'm going to admit, without redaction, pages 1 through 4 of Exhibit 3140, so the whole thing will come in.
3141?
3140, pages 1 through 4. Did
I
misspeak? Because 3140 is only 4 pages, correct?
I'm sorry, Your Honor?
That exhibit's only 4 pages.
That's correct. We need 3141, please.
Okay, the next one.
Yeah. This is also 4 pages, Judge.
Let's put up 3 and 4 first, because it might be starting from the bottom up. Okay, so 3 and 4 looks like a lab order of some type.
I'm not sure about 3 and 4, Judge. Can we look at 1 and 2 again?
Well, hold on a second. Before we go off, let me see what this is, the dates.
This looks like a...
November of 2015... What was?
Okay. We'll withdraw 3 and 4, and just look at 1 and 2, please.
But just for, is this the time right before she went to Mexico? Was this the lab order that she had before going to Mexico?
Looks to be.
It is right before she goes to Mexico, Judge.
May I see 1 and 2?
And you can see on number one, he specifically, Dr. Kirkpatrick says to file this email in patient's chart. So it's part of the medical record. And communication with the BI regarding medical treatment.
Yeah, I think Dr. Kirkpatrick testified to the need for this pump for acute pain on the trip down to Mexico. This is part of his medical record. So is 3 and 4, though, so it needs to come in together since that's the way it was. That's the progeny of this document.
That's fine. We can continue. Keep 3 and 4, if you'd like.
Okay, so 3141, all 4 pages, 1 through 4, will be admitted.
Okay. 3-1, are you ready, Judge?
Yeah, I am.
3142. Oh, we don't need this. We'll withdraw this, Judge.
3143.
This is the same thing?
There's four pages.
Is 3143 the same thing as?
No. It's different.
Well, then let me see 3 and 4 first. Actually, it looks like I need to put up 2 and 3. Remind me who Dr. Schott is.
He is a pharmacist with Quorum that assisted with setting up various ketamine home medications as well as Dilaudid and TCA pump. He'll be testifying. One of Bayada's co-workers, a pharmacist by trade. He coordinated with Dr. Kirkpatrick for all of these.
And where was this? This was to be performed in Dr. Kirkpatrick's office?
This was for home use.
This is, home use is a bit of a misnomer there. This is again related to the pump that was discussed for the trip to Mexico. Home use, this is a backdoor attempt to get in the script that was previously excluded because of authenticity issues regarding terminally ill. So this is hearsay without exception. It's a pharmacist. It's not for purposes of medical treatment. Beyond Kowalski or Maya Kowalski seeking this out. This is a conversation not involving the Kowalski family behind the scenes between a pharmacist and a physician.
Judge, you can see that on one of the pages, number one, it says, please put these emails in the patient's chart. Well, so it's medical.
I'm sorry. Go back. I have two of them. I'm rereading this. But... What is naloxone?
Can I ask where you're reading, Judge?
On page 3, I have already created an order for... N-A-L-O-X-O-N-E.
It's an opioid antagonist, Your Honor. It can, it is used to reverse opioid overdose because there was a high amount of terminally ill Dilaudid being prescribed around this time. And to protect against overdose, that's a medication that's administered in case of an overdose.
And this is not talking about ketamine at all, correct?
Not yet. We're not there yet, but this is the Dilaudid was on board well before.
Can I see pages 1 and 2?
It's also known as Narcan. You may know it by its more common name.
To the hearsay objections previously made, relevance, as the court has spotted, has nothing to do with ketamine. And lastly, 403, because what they want to do here is suggest that Beata Kowalski was pushing for hospice care or taking position that Maya was terminally ill. And they want to suggest that through this email, which is not the case. This was back and forth between pharmacists and a physician. The pharmacists were attempting to find a way to
to fill the prescription or get around an insurance requirement. I'm not sure what, but it has nothing to do with Beata Kowalski or her state of mind, and it's prejudicial.
Back in November 2015 timeframe.
Yes.
Is there any evidence that Maya Kowalski, Jack Kowalski, or Beata Kowalski made any sort of affirmative statement about hospice care or being terminally ill?
Judge, it goes, I'm not aware of her contacting some facility, if that's what the court is asking.
I'm wondering, because we have a humongous 403 problem here, if there's no other evidence about the terminal illness. My recollection was it was the pharmacist, or it was alleged that the pharmacist wrote something that was not done by the doctor on a prescription. And so my recollection is there was no evidence that Beata Kowalski, Jack Kowalski, or Maya Kowalski had any statements that they were seeking hospice care or that Maya was terminally ill in the November of 2015 timeframe. So
I just ask to observe the one attorney per argument rule, please.
Well, that's fine, Judge. It's just that Mr. Hughes knows more about this email, but
I just want to know if there's any facts in the November of 2015 time period that would suggest that, other than this email based on the...
We may be getting to another email later on in the series where Beata Kowalski is involved, but again, I believe this goes to the sheer amount of drugs that are being loaded.
No, I want to talk about, because talking about someone saying is terminally ill, we got some pretty big issues that I need to deal with. So I need to know, is there any affirmative evidence that Beata Kowalski, Jack Kowalski, Maya Kowalski, and I'll even say Kyle Kowalski, made statements about seeking hospice care or that inquiring whether Maya Kowalski was terminally ill in the November 2015 time period? As a matter of fact, is there any statement out there that you're aware of?
Statement, no, but she's clearly CC'd on all of these. And
well, I read the November 10th, 2015 at 12:17, so I need to discuss the situation. I don't see this as an adoptive admission that she agrees that Maya is terminally ill.
Well, but the 9:38 a.m. email says Dr. Kirkpatrick is saying to Ms. Kowalski, I suggest you contact your local hospice care unit, and it goes to how sick Maya is at this point in time.
We do.
Based on a request from the pharmacist.
We do, Your Honor, actually. It's coming up later in the series, as I indicated. It's actually exhibit number, defense exhibit 31491 on November 10th. Mrs. Kowalski is emailing.
Can I see 31491?
Page 1, yes. It's a 12-page exhibit. But.
Where am I looking?
You are looking on page 1, a little bit down, November 10, 2015, 12:17. Beata is asking Dr. Kirkpatrick whether they could discuss the situation of, quote, terminally ill.
That's the same email we were just looking at, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the exact same thing.
Right, but you were asking, is there an affirmative representation from Ms. Kowalski regarding the terminally ill situation?
All right, we'll go back to the, because this is the exact same email. November 10th, 12:17. Can you pull up the other one that we were just looking at?
It is.
Yeah, it's the exact same email. Although, the one you just showed me had color.
What is Ms. Kowalski writing to Dr. Kirkpatrick basically saying, I'd like to discuss this terminally ill situation, see if we can reconsider that so we can get more medication?
No. This is an issue that, unless you have affirmative evidence, because of how this all comes up, because remember, we have the pharmacist writing something onto a doctor's script.
Yes.
That then the pharmacist calls the doctor. The doctor then responds to Beata Kowalski suggesting calling hospice, and then we've got Beata saying we need to discuss the situation of terminal. That is not an adoptive admission that Beata Kowalski is affirmatively saying that her daughter is terminally ill. So that issue is off the table.
That's not why we're introducing, Your Honor, and actually the sequence of events that happened here was that Mr. Schott and Dr. Kirkpatrick had a conversation, and during that conversation, Dr. Kirkpatrick authorized Mr. Schott to place on Dr. Kirkpatrick's prescription patient is terminally ill so they could get more Dilaudid than would otherwise be able to be filled.
But we are not talking about, because that's not a statement that Beata made, that Jack made, that Maya made, and even if that's true that Kirkpatrick made it, I think as a matter of 403, the unfair prejudice vastly outweighs any probative value. So I'm done talking about the terminally ill issue. So is there anything else that on this we need? Because it's not talking about ketamine.
Yes, it isn't talking about ketamine. It's talking about a lot of medication. What if we redacted the terminal ill sections when we revisit this? Because we think it's important for the defense to show the amount of medication that is being requested and being ordered.
And this is the law. This is one of the most potent.
But the defense was requesting that we come back after we've redacted the emails to revisit this because it shows a lot of heavy-duty drugs that they're giving this young lady in 2015, which is significant to the defense.
Mr. Whitney, if we redact out all of that discussion about terminally ill and what the script needs to say.
Well, I'm not sure where those redactions would leave us. Is the suggestion that we begin at the bottom of page 2 with James Schott's email to Anthony Kirkpatrick and then continue into the next couple of pages? And if so, I'd need to review those again.
Well, perhaps, you know, on page 1, you see the November 10th, 2015, Beata Kowalski?
Yes.
I forgot to ask that first two sentences, that first paragraph, leave that in and then redact out the next two lines. Redact out.
I would like to leave in the fourth line that says, thanks again for your time and understanding.
Okay. Sure, redact out that third line.
And then we have to redact below that the Dr. Kirkpatrick email.
Yeah, and then redact the email before that from the pharmacist to...
I mean, all the way to the end of it regarding hospice care and palliative care. Because that's all based on Dr. Kirkpatrick's understanding of what the pharmacist was suggesting, so it's all interconnected.
I think the 938 email, all of that text would have to come out.
And then
the email at 8:50 a.m. on November 9th from Jocelyn Krager to Kirkpatrick would have to come out.
Right.
Judge, I think what we'd like to do, we're calling, is it Dr. Schott?
Sure.
Mr. Schott?
Pharmacist Schott.
We're calling the pharmacist Schott, and so I'd like to table this until his testimony, because I think...
I am, if you're going to start asking about this terminally ill issue, you're not going to talk about it unless we do a proffer ahead of time.
We'll do a proffer, Judge. Understood. Okay. Understood. We'll do a proffer.
We generally object to this approach, which is every time an email, the court's making a ruling to exclude an email or redact, then the defense withdraws to come back later and revisit it, and it's becoming...
I have to allow people to do proffers. I allowed you to do proffers. I have to allow them to do proffers. Doesn't mean that they're going to get it, because I think I've been very clear that I think this whole terminally ill discussion and how it happened is a humongous 403 issue.
Understood.
Okay, so at this juncture, we'll revisit 403. 4.3143. Okay. 3144. This is, Your Honor, day one of the coma, and it is Beata's writing it to herself.
Is this posted someplace?
Some of this form, if I may address this, Your Honor.
Sure.
Some of this does form the basis of the WordPress blogs, and I know the court wanted authentication, so we have here the email from Beata to Beata that she cuts and pastes into the blog, but at a minimum, we're seeking to admit the email that is her own writing. And no one's, this was produced to us from plaintiff's counsel in response to a request to produce, so it's authenticated.
From Beata Kowalski's iCloud.
Yeah. More live courtroom coverage of the Take Care of Maya trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabe Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabe sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabe, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabe sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabe, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabe brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa,
which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slip covers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slip covers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.